Welcome to a new show. It's called The Marketplace Index for Tuesday the 30th. I'm David Brancaccio. Each day we're looking at what's driving today's markets and what this tells us about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average in the end went up 20 points, about 0.2%. It closed at 11,559. The NASDAQ Composite Index also up about 0.5%. On a rise of 14 points, the S&P 500 up a measly 2 points, 0.2%. The 10-year bond yield slipped slightly to 2.176%. Those indexes turned upward on a vague sense among market players that more economic help from America's central bank might be on the way. Minutes of a Federal Reserve policy meeting 3 weeks ago came out this afternoon feeding that hunch. Beyond the realm of hints and hunches, the real data was awfully sobering today. It comes from a business research outfit known as the Conference Board, news that consumer confidence in August fell through the floor. A small dip, who cares, but this was a big one, and it was unexpected. Economists were guessing confidence would fall from 59 to maybe 52 on the arcane scale they use for this. But in August, consumer confidence dropped all the way down to 44.5. It took hours for stock prices to recover from this today. Ken Goldstein, an economist at the Conference Board, said while this flummoxed the experts, it won't come as a surprise to regular Americans who now believe job prospects are dimming again based on what they see around them.
You know, it's what we hear on TV or on the radio. That combined or contrasted with what we're hearing when we turn off the TV, turn off the radio, and go actually go talk to somebody, talk to a neighbor, talk to a coworker, talk to a schoolmate. And so that kind of dual information track is where the average consumer gets their sense about what's going on. And we have a very good nose for what's going on.
The greatest minds who follow this stuff were betting that consumer confidence would be a little stronger, and they got quite a surprise today.
It really was a surprise, but it should not have been. And if the most important thing is what is or is not happening in terms of the labor market, this is about as expected as the fact that Irene was going to hit the East Coast.
Yeah, you're saying, look what's happening in the labor market. This should not have been a surprise.
You know, the average consumer is sitting there saying, we don't care what the egghead economist says that the recession ended in June of 2009. It still feels like one here this summer. And so we're, you know, starting to readjust our expectations about not just about how we feel, but also about what we're going to do this fall, this winter, going into the spring. You know, one of the things we economic professors have always said is that the most important equation in all of economics is that people with money to spend and a willingness to spend tend to spend.
And right now, not so much. Ken Goldstein at the Conference Board, a nonprofit business research group in New York. Now on to the daily index from our Marketplace web team, where we decide on a number that offers an alternate view on the economy. We marked our index down after coming across a survey from Experian, which said lenders are providing more higher-interest car loans to subprime borrowers. The proportion of car loans that went to people with less than stellar credit scores in the second quarter jumped more than 22% compared to last year. There are those who like consumer spending, any consumer spending. Others worry about lenders making risky loans that can hurt borrowers and the economy. It was called the subprime crisis last time around. You can see our index at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Index. This is APM, American Public Media.